I pray now, keep calm, Gonzalo.
Where is the master?
Do you not hear him? You mar our labor. Keep your cabin here to assist the storm.
Hey, good, be patient.
Oh, when the sea is. Hence, what cares these roarers for the name of king? To cabin, silence, troublous not.
Good, yet remember whom thou hast aboard.
None of my more love than myself. Down with the topmast!
Of sea for an acre of barren ground, for I fain die a dry death.
Aboard the wrecked ship are Alonso, King of Naples, his brother Sebastian, his son Ferdinand, Antonio, the usurping Duke of Milan, and Gonzalo, an honest old counselor. From the shore of a remote island, the shipwreck is seen by Prospero, once Duke of Milan, and his daughter Miranda.
If by your art, my dearest father, you would put the wild waters in this roar, allay them. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea mounting to the welkin's cheek dashes the fire out. Oh, I have suffered with those that I saw suffer. A brave vessel, who had no doubt some noble creature in her, dashed all to pieces. Oh, the cry did knock against my very heart. Poor souls, they perished.
Be collected. No more amazement. Tell your piteous heart there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day.
No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee, my dear one, thee, my daughter, who art more ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a full poor cell, and thy no greater father.
More to know did never meddle with my thoughts.
'Tis time I should inform thee further. Lend thy hand and pluck my magic garment from me. So, lie there, my aunt. Wipe thou thine eyes, have comfort. The direful spectacle of the wreck, which touched the very virtue of compassion in thee, I have with such provision in mine art so safely ordered, that there is no soul, no, not so much perdition as an hair, betid to any creature in the vessel, which thou heardst cry, which thou sawest sink. Sit down. For thou must now know further.
Prospero tells Miranda how his throne had been usurped by his own brother Antonio with the support of the King of Naples, and how he had been set adrift at sea in a leaky boat, which by chance had drifted ashore on the island. There he had acquired magic powers and found a spirit, Ariel, to do his bidding.
And now I pray you, sir, for still 'tis beating in my mind your reason for raising this sea storm.
Know thus far forth, by accident most strange, bountiful fortune, now my dear lady hath mine enemies brought to this shore. Here cease more questions. Thou art inclined to sleep. 'Tis a good dullness, and give it way. I know thou canst not choose. Come away, servant, come. I am ready now. Approach, my Ariel. Come.
All hail, great master, brave sir, hail.
I come to answer thy best pleasure, be it to fly, to swim, to dive into the fire, to ride on the curled clouds, to thy strong bidding, task Ariel and all his quality.
Hast thou, spirit, performed to point the tempest that I bade thee?
To every article. I boarded the king's ship, now in the beak, now in the waist, the deck, in every cabin I flamed amazement. Jove's lightning, the precursors of the dreadful thunderclaps, more momentary and sight outrunning were not. The fire and cracks of sulphurous roaring, the most mighty Neptune seemed to besiege and make his bold waves tremble. Yea, his dread trident shake.
My brave spirit, who was so firm, so constant, that this coil would not infect his reason?
Not a soul but felt a fever of the mad and played some tricks of desperation. All but mariners plunged in the foaming brine and quit the vessel. Then all afire with me, the king's son Ferdinand, with hair upstaring, then like reeds, not hair, was the first man that leaped, cried, "Hell is empty, and all the devils are here."
But are they, Ariel, safe?
Not a hair perished. On their sustaining garments, not a blemish, but fresher than before. And as thou bad'st me, in troops I have dispersed them about the isle. The king's son have I landed by himself, whom I left cooling of the air with sighs in an odd angle of the isle, and sitting his arms in this sad knot.
Of the king's ship, the mariners, say how thou hast disposed, and all the rest of the fleet.
Safely in harbour is the king's ship, in the deep nook where once thou calls me up at midnight to fetch dew from the still works Bermoothies. There she is hid. The mariners all under hatches stowed, who, with a charm joined to their suffered labor, I have left asleep. And for the rest of the fleet, which I dispersed, they all have met again, and are upon the Mediterranean float, bound sadly home for Naples, supposing that they saw the king's ship wrecked and his great person perish.
Ariel, thy charge exactly is performed, but there's more work.
Is there more toil? Since thou dost give me pains, let me remember thee what thou hast promised, which is not yet performed me.
How now, Moody? What is thou canst demand?
My liberty.
Before the time be out, no more.
I prithee remember, I have done thee worthy service, told thee no lies, made thee no mistakens, served without or grudge or grumblings. Thou didst promise to bait me a full year.
Dost thou forget from what a torment I did free thee?
No.
Thou liest, malignant thing. Hast thou forgot the foul witch Sycorax, who with age and envy was grown into a hoop? Hast thou forgot her?
No, sir.
Thou hast. I must once in a month recount what thou hast been, which thou forgetst. This damned witch Sycorax, for mischiefs manifold and sorceries terrible to enter human hearing, from Argia thou knowest was banished. This blue-eyed hag was hither brought with child, and here was left by the sailors. Thou, my slave, as thou reports thyself, was then her servant. And for thou wast a spirit too delicate to act her earthy and abhorred commands, refusing her grand hests, she did confine thee by help of her more potent ministers, and in her most unmitigable rage, into a cloven pine, within which rift imprisoned, thou didst painfully remain a dozen years, within which space she died and left thee there, where thou didst vent thy groans as fast as mill wheels strike. Then was this island, save for the sun that she did litter here, a freckled whelp hag-born, not honored with a human shape.
Yes, Caliban, her son.
Dull thing, I say so, he, that Caliban, whom now I keep in service. Thou best knowest what torment I did find thee in. Thy groans did make wolves howl and penetrate the breasts of ever angry bears. It was a torment to lay upon the damned, which Sycorax could not again undo. It was mine art, when I arrived and heard thee, that made gate the pine and let thee out.
I thank thee, master.
If thou more murmurest, I will rend an oak and pig thee in his knotty entrails till thou hast howled away 12 winters.
Pardon, master, I will be correspondent to command and do my spiriting gently.
Do so, and after 2 days I will discharge thee.
That's my noble master. What shall I do? Say what? What shall I do?
Go, make thyself like a nymph of the sea. Be subject to no sight but thine and mine, invisible to every eyeball else. Go, take this shape and hither come it. Go hence with diligence. Awake, dear heart, awake. Thou hast slept well. Awake.
The strangeness of your story put heaviness in me.
Shake it off. Come on, we'll visit Caliban, my slave, who never yields us kind answer.
'Tis a villain, sir, I do not love to look on.
But as 'tis, we cannot miss him. He does make our fire, fetch in our wood, and serves in offices that profit us. But ho, slave, Caliban, thou earth, thou speak.
good enough within.
Come forth, I say. There's other business for thee. Come, thou tortoise, when? Thou poisonous slave got by the devil himself upon thy wicked dam. Come forth.
Those wicked dewers ere my mother brushed with raven's feather from unwholesome pen, drop on your both. A southwest blow on you, and bless you all o'er.
For this be sure, tonight thou shalt have cramps, side stitches that shall pen thy breath up. Urchins shall for that vast of night that they may work all exercise on thee. Thou shalt be pinched as thick as honeycomb, each pinch more stinging than bees that made 'em.
Well, I must eat my dinner. This island's mine, by Sycorax, my mother, which thou takest from me. When thou camest first, thou strokest me and made much of me. Wouldst give me water with berries in it, and teach me how to name the bigger light and how the less that burn by day and night. And then I loved thee and showed thee all the qualities of the isle. The fresh springs, brine pits, barren place and fertile. Cursed be I that did so. All the charms of Sycorax, toads, beetles, bats light on you. For I'm all the subjects that you have, which first was mine own king. And here you stymie me in this hard rock, while you do keep from me the rest of the island.
Thou most lying slave, whom stripes may move, not kindness. I have used thee, filth as thou art, with human care, and lodged thee in mine own cell. That thou didst seek to violate the honor of my child.
Oh, ho, ha, ho. Would had been done. Thou didst prevent me. I had peopled else this isle with calibans.
Abhorred slave, which any print of goodness will not take being capable of all ill. I pitied thee, took pains to make thee speak, taught thee each hour one thing or other. When thou didst not savage know thine own meaning, but wouldst gabble like a thing most brutish, I endowed thy purposes with words that made them known. But thy vile race, though thou didst learn, had that end which good natures could not abide to be with. Therefore wast thou deservedly confined into this rock, who hadst deserved more than a prison.
You taught me language, and my prophet aunties I know how to curse. The red plague rid you for learning me your language.
Hagseed, hence! Fetch us in fuel and be quick. Thou'd best to answer other business. Shrugst thou, malice? If thou neglect'st or dost unwillingly what I command, I'll rack thee with old cramps, fill all thy bones with aches, make thee roar, that beasts shall tremble at thy din.
You thought of such power, it would control my dam's god, Setipos, and make a vassal of him.
So, slave, hence!
Ariel, now invisible, leads Ferdinand to meet Prospero and Miranda.
Upon some god of the island. sitting on a bank, weeping again the king my father's rack. This music crept by me upon the waters, allaying both their fury and my passion with its sweet air. Thence I have followed it, or it hath drawn me rather. But 'tis gone. No, it begins again. Father, this is no mortal business, nor no son that the earth owes. I hear it now above me.
The fringed curtains of thine eye advance, say what thou seest yon, Miranda.
What is it, a spirit, Father? Lord, how it looks about. Believe me, sir, it carries a brave form, but 'tis a spirit.
No, wench, it eats and sleeps and hath such senses as we had such. This gallant which thou seest was in the rack, and but he's something stained with grief. That's beauty's canker. Thou mightst call him a goodly person. He hath lost his fellows and strays about to find them.
I might call him a thing divine, for nothing natural I ever saw so noble.
Most sure, the goddess on whom these heirs attend. Vouchsafe my prayer, Menno, if you remain upon this island, and that you will some good instruction give how I may bear me here. My prime request, which I do last pronounce, is, oh, you wonder, if you be maid or no.
No wonder, sir, but certainly a maid.
My language, heavens. I am the best of them that speak this speech, were I but where 'tis spoken.
How, the best? What wert thou if the king of Naples heard thee?
A single thing, as I am now, that wonders to hear thee speak of Naples. He does hear me, and that he does, I weep. Myself am Naples, who with mine eyes never since at ebb beheld the king my father racked.
Lack for mercy.
Yes, faith, and all his lords, the Duke of Milan and his brave son being twain.
The Duke of Milan and his more braver daughter could control thee if now 'twere fit to do it. At the first sight they have changed eyes. Delicate Ariel, I'll set thee free for this. A word, good sir. I fear you've done yourself some wrong. A word.
Why speaks my father so ungently? This is the third man that e'er I saw. The first that e'er I sighed for, pity moved my father to be inclined my way.
Oh, if a virgin and your affection not gone forth, I'll make you the queen of Naples.
Softer, one word more. They're both in either's powers, but this swift business I must uneasy make, lest too light winning make the prize light. One word more. I charge thee that thou attend me. Thou dost here usurp the name thou owest not, and hath put thyself upon this island as a spy to win it from me, the Lord on.
No, as I am a man.
There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple. If the ill spirit have so fair a house, good things will strive to dwell in.
Follow me. Speak not you for him. He is a traitor. Come, I will manacle thy neck and feet together. Sea water shalt thou drink. Thy food shall be the fresh brook mussels, withered roots and husks wherein the acorn cradled. Follow!
the infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, fens, flats on Prosperwall, and make him by inch me a disease. His spirits hear me, and yet I needs must curse. But they'll nor pinch, fight me with urchin shows, pitch me in the mire, nor leave me like a firebrand in the dark out of the way unless he bid them. But for every trifler they set upon me, sometime like apes that mow and chatter at me and after bite me, then like hedgehogs which lie tumbling in my barefoot way and mount their pricks at my footfall. Sometime am I all wound with adders, who with cloven tongues do hiss me into madness. Lo, now, lo, here comes a spirit of his, but to torment me for bringing wood in slowly. I'll fall flat, perchance he will not mind me.
It's another survivor of the wreck, Trinculo, a jester who approaches. Trinculo seeks shelter from the storm under Caliban's cloak, hidden except for his legs. He is followed by Stefano, a drunken butler.
The master, the swabber, the boatswain and I, the gunner and his mate, Lamour make a marion in Margeroy, but none of us cared for Kate, for she had a tongue weird pang, would cry to a sailor, goang. She loved not the savour of tar or of pitch, yet a tailor might scratch her where she did itch. Then to sea poison let her go hang.
Do not torment me.
Oh.
What's the matter? Have we devils here?
The spirit torments me. Oh.
It is a monster of the oil. We've four legs. Where's got as I take it an ague? Where the devil should he learn our language?
Do not torment me, prithee. I'll bring my wood home faster.
Oh, he's in his fit now. Let's not talk after the wisest. He shall taste of my bottle. If you've never drunk wine afore, it'll come there to remove his fit. Come on your ways. Open your mouth. Here's that will give language to your cat. Open your mouth. This will shake your shaking, I can tell you that soundly. You cannot delude your friend. Open your chaps again.
I should know that voice. It should be.
Oh, but he is drowned. And these are devils.
Oh, defend me.
Four legs and two voices, most delicate monster. His forward voice now is to speak well of his friend. His backward voice is to utter foul speeches and to detract. If all the wine in my bottle will recover him, I'll help his ague. Come. Amen. I'll pour some into thy other mouth.
Stefano?
Does thy other mouth call me? Mercy, mercy, this is a devil, no monster, I'll leave him. I have no long spoon.
Stefano, if thou beest, Stefano, oh, touch me and speak to me, for I am Trinculo. Be not afeard, thy good friend, Trinculo.
If thou beest Trinculo, come forth. I'll pull thee by thy lesser legs. If any of the Trinculo's legs, these are they. Thou art very Trinculo indeed.
I'll swear upon that bottle to be thy true subject, for the liquor is not earthly.
Damn, swear to that. Kiss the book. I will furnish it anon with new contents. Swear.
By this good light, this is a very shallow monster. I have fear of him. Cool. A very weak monster.
Oh, I'll show thee the best springs. I'll pluck thee berries, I'll fish for thee, and get thee wood enough. A plague upon the tyrant that I serve. I'll bear him no more sticks, but follow thee, thou wondrous man.
A most ridiculous monster to make a wonder of a poor drunkard.
Oh, I prithee, let me bring thee where crabs grow. And I, with my long nails, will dig thee pig nuts, show thee a jay's nest, and instruct thee how to snare the nimble marmoset. I'll bring thee to clustering filberts, and sometimes I'll get thee young scammels from the rock. Wilt thou go with me?
I prithee now lead the way without any more talking. Trinculo, the king and all our company else being drowned, we will inherit here.
Oh.
Here, bear my bottle, fella Trinculo. We'll fill him by and by again.
Farewell, master! Farewell! Farewell!
A howling monster, a drunken monster.
No more dams I'll make for fish, nor pigs in firing at requiring, nor scrape trenchering, nor wash dish. Bane, bane, cut a handy bane. Here's a new master, give a new man.
Prospero has given Ferdinand the task of moving a huge pile of logs. Miranda approaches.
Alas, now pray you work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Oh, most dear mistress. The sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you will sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature. I'd rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you. And I should do it with much more ease. For my good will is to it, and yours it is against. You look weary.
No, noble mistress. 'Tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda. Indeed, the top of admiration, worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have eyed with best regard. And many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women, never any with so full soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed and put it to the foil. But you, oh you, so perfect and so peerless are created of every creature's best.
I do not know one of my sex. No woman's face remember save from my glass, mine own. Nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend, and my dear father. How features are abroad, I am skillless of. But by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. Nor can imagination form a shape besides yourself to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am in my condition, a prince, Miranda. I do think a king, I would not so. And would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you, did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient log man.
Do you love me?
Oh, heaven. Oh, earth, bear witness to this sound. And crown what I profess with kind event if I speak true. If hollowly, invert what best is boded me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honor you.
I am a fool to weep at what I'm glad of.
Wherefore weep you?
At mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me plain and holy innocence. I am your wife if you will marry me. If not, I'll die a maid. To be your fellow, you may deny me, but I'll be your servant whether you will or no.
My mistress, dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then.
Aye. With a heart as willing as bondage, heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine with my heart in it. And now farewell, till half an hour hence.
A thousand.
No more dams I'll make for fish, nor fetching, firing, and requiring, nor scrape trenchering, nor wash ditch. Man, man, carry man. Has a new master, get a new man. Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with Prospero in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayst brain him, having first seized his books, or with a log batter his skull, or paunch him with a stake, or cut his weasand with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command. They all do hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which, when he has a house, he'll deck withal. And that, most deeply to consider, is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw a woman with only Sycorax, my dam, and she. But she as far surpasses Sycorax as greatest does least.
Oh, is she so brave a lass?
Oh, my lord, she'll become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth, brave brood.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen. Save our graces. And Trinculo thyself shall be viceroy.
Oh.
Dost thou like the plot, Trinculo?
Excellent.
Within this half hour will he be asleep. Wilt thou destroy him then?
Aye, on mine honour.
This will I, Ariel, tell my master.
Thou makes me merry. I'm full of pleasure. Let us be jocund. Will you troll the cat you taught me but while ere?
At thy request, monster, I will do reason, any reason. Come on, Trinculo, let us sing. Float em and count em and scout em and float em. Thought is free.
That's not the tune.
What is this saying?
This is the tune of our catch, played by the picture of nobody.
If thou beest a man, show thyself in thy likeness. Thou beest a devil takes of a list.
Oh, forgive me my sins.
Who dies that pays all debts, I defy thee. Mercy on us.
Art thou afeard?
No, monster, not I.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises. Sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears. Sometimes voices that, if I then had waked after long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming the clouds methought would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, that when I waked, I cried to dream again.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it, and after do our work.
Lead, monster, we'll follow. I wish I could see this Tabor, a lazy dog.
We'll come. Oh, I'll follow Stefano.
Meanwhile, Prospero has given his blessing to Ferdinand and Miranda. He arranges a fairy pageant in their honor.
Conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come. Well done, avoid, no more.
This is strange. Your father's in some passion that works him strongly.
Never till this day saw him touched with anger so distempered.
You do look, my son, in a moved sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir. Our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a wreck behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Sir, I'm vexed. Bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Be not disturbed with my infirmity. If you be pleased, retire into my cell and there repose. A turn or two I'll walk to still my beating mind.
We wish your peace.
We wish your peace. Come with a thought. I thank thee, Ariel.
Thy thoughts I cleave to. What's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban. Say again, where dost thou leave these varlets?
I told you, sir. They were red hot with drinking, so full of valor that they smote the air for breathing in their faces. Then I beat my table, at which, like unbacked colts, they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music. So I charmed their ears, that calf-like they my lowing followed. At last, I left them in the filthy mantled pool beyond your cell, there dancing up to the chins that the foul lake o'erstunk their feet.
This was well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible retain thou still. The trumpery of my house, go bring it hither for stale to catch these thieves.
I go.
My king, be quiet. Seest thou here? This is the mouth of the cell. No noise, and enter. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own forever, and I thy Caliban, for I thy footlicker.
Give me thy hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Oh, King Stefano, oh, peer. Oh, worthy Stefano. Look what a wardrobe here is for thee.
Let it alone, thou fool. It is but trash.
Our home, monster. We know what belongs to a frippery. Oh, King Stefano.
Put off that gown, drink, you know, boy. This ain't I'll have that gown.
Oh, thy grace shall have it.
The dropsy drowned this fool. What do you mean to dote thus on such luggage? Let's alone and do the murder first. Be awake, from toe to crown, you'll fill our skins with pinches and make us strange stuff.
Be you quiet, monster. Mistress Line, is not this my jerkin? Now is the jerkin under the line. Now, jerkin, you're like to lose your air. Prove a ball jerkin.
Oh, do. We steal by line and level and like your grace.
I thank thee for that, Jess. Here's a garment for it.
Oh.
Which shall not go unrewarded while I'm king of this country. Steal by line and level is an excellent pass of paint.
Oh.
Here's another garment for it.
Oh, that monster. Come, put some lime upon your fingers and away with the rest.
I will have none of it. We shall lose our time and all be turned to barnacles or to apes with foreheads, villainous low.
Monster, lay to thy fingers. Help me bear this away where my hogshead of wine is, or I'll turn you out of my kingdom. Go to, carry this.
And this.
Aye, and this.
Oh.
Shorten up their sinews with aged cramps, and more pinch-spotted make them than Bard or Catamountain.
Hark! They roar!
Let them be hunted soundly. At this hour lie at my mercy all mine enemies. Shortly shall all my labors end, and thou shalt have the air at freedom. For a little, follow and do me service. Now does my project gather to a head. My charms crack not. My spirits obey, and time goes upright with his carriage. How is the day?
On the sixth hour, at which time, my lord, you said our work should cease.
I did say so when first I raised the tempest. Say, my spirit, how fares the king and his followers?
Confined together in the same fashion as you gave in charge, just as you left them, all prisoners, sir, in the lime grove which weather fends your cell.
they cannot budge till your release. The good old Lord Gonzalo, his tears ran down his beard like winter's drops from eaves of reeds. Your charm so strongly works them that if now you behold them, your affection would become tender.
Dost thou think so, spirit?
Mine would, sir, were I human.
And mine shall. Hast thou, which art but air, a touch, a feeling of their afflictions? And shall not myself, one of their kind, that relish all as sharply passion as they, be kindlier moved than thou art? Though with their high wrongs I am struck to the quick, yet with my nobler reason, gainst my fury do I take part. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. They being penitent, the sole drift of my purpose doth extend not a frown further. Go release them, ere you. My charms I'll break, their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves.
I'll fetch them, sir.
On the sands with printless foot do chase the ebbing Neptune and do fly him when he comes back. By moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the ewe not bites. And you, whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms, that rejoice to hear the solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though ye be, I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azure vault, set roaring war. To the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rifty Jove's stout oak with his own bolt. The strong base promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar. Braves at my command have waked their sleepers, oped and let them forth by my so potent arm. This rough magic I here abjure, and when I have required some heavenly music, which even now I do, to work mine end upon their senses, that this airy charm is for, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll drown my book.
Ariel leads Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, and Gonzalo to Prospero.
There stand, for you are spell-stopped. Ariel, fetch me the hat and rapier in my cell. I will discase me and myself present as I was sometime Milan. Quickly, spirit,
thou shalt ere long be free.
Where the bee sucks, there's the sky. In a cowslip's veil I lie. There I couch when owls do cry. When owls do cry, when owls do cry. On the bat's back I do fly. Shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough? Merrily, merrily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough, under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Merrily, merrily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Merrily, merrily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Blossom that hangs on the bough.
Why, that's my dainty Ariel. I shall miss thee. But yet thou shalt have freedom. So. Behold, Sir King, the wronged Duke of Milan, Prospero. For more assurance that a living prince does now speak to thee, I embrace thy body. And to thee and thy company I bid a hearty welcome.
Whether thou be'st here or no, or some enchanted trifle to abuse me as late I have been, I not know. Thy pulse beats as of flesh and blood, and since I saw thee, the affliction of my mind amends, with which I fear a madness held me. This must crave, and if this be at all, a most strange story. Thy dukedom I resign, and do entreat thou pardon me my wrongs. But how should Prospero be living and be here?
First, noble friend Gonzalo, let me embrace thine age, whose honor cannot be measured or confined.
Whether this be or be not, I'll not swear.
You do yet taste some subtleties of the isle that will not let you believe things certain. Welcome, my friends, all. But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I hear could pluck his highness' frown upon you and justify you, traitors. At this time I will tell no tales.
The devil speaks in him.
No, for you, most wicked sir, whom to call brother would even infect my mouth, I do forgive thy rankest fault, all of them, and require my dukedom of thee, which perforce I know thou must restore.
If thou beest, Prospero, give us particulars of thy preservation. How thou hast met us here, who 3 hours since were wrecked upon this shore, where I have lost, how sharp the point of this remembrance is, my dear son Ferdinand.
This cell's my court. Here have I few attendants and subjects, none abroad. Pray you look in. My dukedom, since you have given me again, I will requite you with as good a thing, at least bring forth a wonder to content ye, as much as me my dukedom.
In Prospero's cell, they see Ferdinand and Miranda playing chess.
Sweet lord, you pay me false.
No, my dearest love, I would not for the world.
Yes, for a score of kingdoms you should wrangle, and I would call it fair play.
If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I twice lose. Now all the blessings of a glad father compass thee about. Arise! And say how thou camest here.
Oh, wonder how many goodly creatures are there here. How beauteous mankind is. Oh, brave new world that hath peopled it.
'Tis new to thee.
What is this maid with whom thou wast at play? Your else acquaintance cannot be 3 hours. Is she the goddess that hath severed us and brought us thus together?
Sir, she is mortal. But by immortal providence, she's mine. I chose her when I could not ask my father for his advice, nor thought I had one. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan, of whom so often I have heard renown, but never saw before. Of whom I have received a second life, and second father this lady make him to me.
I am hers. But oh, how oddly will it sound, but I must ask my child forgiveness.
There, sir, stop.
Let us not burthen our remembrances with the heaviness that's gone.
Give me your hands. Let grief and sorrow still embrace his heart that doth not wish you joy.
Be it so. Amen.
Sir, I invite your highness and your train to my poor cell, where you shall take your rest for this one night, which part of it I'll waste with such discourse as I not doubt shall make it go quick away. The story of my life and the particular accidents gone by since I came to this isle. And in the morn I'll bring you to your ship and so to Naples, where I have hoped to see the nuptial of these our dear beloved solemnized. And thence retire me to my Milan, where every third thought shall be my grave.
I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the ears strangely.
I'll deliver all and promise you calm seas, auspicious gales, and sails so expeditious that shall catch your royal fleet far off. My aerial chick, that is thy charge. Then to the elements be free and fare thy way. Now my charms are all o'erthrown, and what strength I have's mine own, which is most faint. Now 'tis true I must be here confined by you, or sent to Naples. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell. But release me from my bands with the help of your good hands. Gentle breath of yours my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please. Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself and frees all faults. As you from crimes would pardon be, let your indulgence set me free.